At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What it do, man?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yeah.
As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.com.
That's right. Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications, if you will. Please share with everybody.
Comment.
Come on, people. Comment. Y'all get interactive with us. You know you want to say some shit that I done talked about. Mostly me. Because he rides the line on good. And I'm the bad. And you can see I'm fucked up already.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
What's going on, brother?
Slow motion, man.
Shit, not now. Happy St. Patty's Day, motherfucker.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
As you can see, we got the motherfucking green St. Patty's.
I don't have green, but
I do. And I'm smoking green for you, everybody. I'm fucked up. And so I didn't say it already. But that's how we do on the podcast. That's how we
absolutely
do. Hey, shout out to my my stepdaughter.
Shout out to your
her
stepdaughter.
Her birthday's on St. Patty's Day, so this is going to be after, obviously, it's going to air after
St. What's her name?
Brittany Mendiola.
Shout out to Brittany.
Brittany,
she's married now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brittany and Kyle.
Yeah. Shit, what's his last name? I know.
Kyle.
I know it's something. No, I know it's something. It's
shout out to
it's
them.
It's like semen, I think. I think that's what it is. Yeah. So shout out to her.
Man, that smells awesome what you're smoking.
It's not so bad. It got a nice burn, too, so that means it's good shit. So, yeah, yo. But no, so shout out to her. Plus, she just passed the test, so she has certification.
Nice.
At her job, so it was nice. A big deal. She was studying for damn near a month and was stressing herself out. And I told her, never had a doubt.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Don't worry when you know what the fuck you're doing. Well, if you take something seriously, you're going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
Absolutely.
I don't deep dive in the knowledge. And I mean, I do, but like studying, it's hard. But when you overdo it, sometimes you overdo it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you can burn yourself out. But she kept on it, kept on the books, man, and it paid off.
Some good shit.
To her. Yeah, shout out to her. What's going on with life, dog?
Well, you know, I got a show coming up on the 22nd.
Bam. Bam. That's what's up. You know, I'll be in attendance.
Thank you.
I'll be there.
You got a show coming up when?
March 30th, people. Come check me out. It's a dope show. Got Rich Green hosting.
Woo!
Got Britton Grace featuring.
Britton Grace.
Got me featuring.
Justin fucking Fuller.
And Mr. Chad Tate headlining that piece.
Chad. I am Chad. Chad Tate. That guy
is one of my favorite.
Hilarious. If you're in the area, come check out the show. This is going to be a dope show.
It's going to be a dope show. We're going to have fun. Me talking my junk. I can't wait. I'm doing my newest set that I enjoy doing so much.
It's a dope set.
It's a good set, man. It's fun. It's playful, but I talk some shit. You know what I mean? And it's fun.
Yep.
So come out and have a good time. Appreciate it.
Come on out. If you're in the Cleveland, Ohio area, come check them out. Drop the address and everything.
Oh, bam. Flyer and all that stuff.
For show?
Look, bam, video. It's going to keep going.
Yeah.
I think it's like 15 seconds. 30
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah.
Plus, everybody go ahead and check out Comics on Life by Stephon Braxton.
Stephon Braxton. Shout out to Stephon Braxton.
Shout out to Stephon Braxton. All the
Emmy Award winning.
Right?
TV show.
Right?
Out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Shout out to the Black and Yellow.
Shout out to the show.
Yeah.
The Black and Yellow for me, like,
yeah. I know. He ain't feeling that. I threw that in, but it's been Pittsburgh. Steel City, get him. Yeah, whoop that trick, all that stuff. Anyway, yeah, shout out to Stephon Braxton. He had me as a guest on, and, you know, in a lot of other comics. I'll put them all on Instagram. I apologize, you know, right now, but Freddie Simone, shout out to Freddie Simone.
Shout out to Freddie Simone.
She was on the episode. So, yeah, it was a good time, man. I was smashed, unfortunately. I started smoking and drinking pregame.
Really? You smoke and drink alcohol?
Well, the alcohol was the thing that overdid it.
Oh, okay.
Because the smoking, you know me, I'm Willie Nelson.
You Willie Nelson. Junior,
yeah. Because there's only one Willie Nelson.
Only one Willie Nelson, but this is Willie Nelson Jr.
I'm Willie Nelson
Jr. I've seen it. In action. Look, this guy, he's smoking like, and then somebody be like, you be like, you want to smoke? They be like, yeah. I've witnessed this 100 times. They'll hit the blunt and they'll be like, and he over there looking like nothing. And yeah, this is Willie fucking Nelson right here.
I'm not
here.
Proud of it, people. And I was a late bloomer. You would think I've been smoking like 14.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start smoking until I was probably like 20 years old. Word. After I dropped out of college and I was back home and I was at my buddy Rob's house. R.I.P. Rob.
R.I.P.
I was at Rob's house and they gave me a shotgun. Shotgun. Where they turn the blunt around. And you go, and it filled my lungs with all types of goodness that I never knew about. And I coughed a lot. I think I got all the coughing out that point. But then, you know what was crazy?
What was crazy?
We left, and we went to a club called Felix's that is no longer in existence. Shout out, and RIP Felix's. Great club on Wednesdays, and I was driving my dad's van, so I'm driving a van, stoned for the first time, backed that bitch in like a professional trucker.
I mean, maybe you did, but maybe you was taking up the whole driveway.
No, backed that bitch in like a professional trucker.
Okay.
Was inside the club talking to my buddy who is now a police officer and lieutenant colonel. Shout out to Damian Graves. Shout out to you, dog.
Shout out, man.
Driving this bitch. Was talking to him prior to all this. And I'm talking, and he's like, I'm like, is there smoke coming out of my mouth still? Yes. How is that possible? But it happened. And that was the first time I ever smoked bud, and I probably coughed all that shit out. I mean, I still cough on occasion, but I'm not proud of it. I don't know how long I'm going to last. You know, it's not good for you. You know, the respiratory system is, you know, fragile. I try and do exercises with breathing exercises and things like that to keep my lungs. I stay and do cardio. You know what I'm saying? I try and keep active so it doesn't really affect my breathing.
Right.
But, you know, I'm sure it has an effect a little bit, you know. But the relief of thought, anger vanishes.
Okay. All right.
Vanishes. It's amazing.
Nice. Now, I want to introduce something. I want to try to do something every episode.
Mm-hmm.
My sister, shout out to Sabine Respress.
Shout out to Sabine.
She says that I am the king of useless information.
We'll bring some forth.
I want to start a segment of Cool C's King of Useless Information. Everybody in the Cleveland, Ohio area, this is my first segment of the Cleveland or Useless Information. Psalm Center Road.
So I'm familiar.
You familiar with Psalm Center Road?
Somewhat, yes.
Do you know what it stands for?
No.
All right, I'm here to tell you.
Oh shit!
It's where Solon, Orange, and Mayfield's meets. That's where it's Psalm Center Road. Solon, Orange, and Mayfield.
Really?
Yes.
There you go.
Like that's how you
get like Three River Stadium.
That's how you get Psalm Center Road. It's Solon, Orange, and Mayfield meets. That's
dope.
My superpower.
There you go.
My sister said I am the king of useless information. Let me just explain. The king of useless information, it often answers a lot of Jeopardy questions. I'm watching Jeopardy and I'm like, boom, 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 boom.
Damn, good.
My dad
could hang out.
Yeah, it was a show called like Beat the Beast. The Beast was like this dude that knew a lot of information. I was hanging with the Beast.
You and my dad need to go on a fucking show together, dog.
Look, I tried to make a deal with everybody. Like, look, let's go on Family Feud. I want to make it the super family. But nobody agreed to the terms. I'm going to get you to the fast money.
Mm-hmm.
The fast money is, I think, $20,000 or $10,000.
Yeah.
And I wanted the deal to be like 80-40.
That's a terrible deal. 80-40, that don't even add up.
I'm going to get you there. And I'm going to answer all number one
got
questions.
80-20. 80-40 don't add up.
Well, 80-20.
That's like
80-20. 80-20.
That's no.
80-20.
No.
Because I'm going to get you there. I'm going to get you the fast money.
Maybe 60-40.
Fuck that.
And it all depends. You got to do a playback. What if that person gets them there?
I'm going to get you there.
What if the person gets
I answer
there?
All number one questions,
what
bro?
If you don't?
I do.
You don't, though.
No, it's...
What if the episode and you get stage fright and you're crickets and you trip over the answer
bruh.
And the other person answers?
Bruh, I get you there.
I'm just saying. What if you don't and the other person does?
If I perform...
And then you're like, well, I answered this one.
No. Nah, I get you all number one answers, pretty much.
If you're on point, no. I still can't do 80-20.
But I'm going to get you there.
Nope.
That's my journey, y'all.
That's terrible. That's why nobody's ever fucking taking you up on that shit. Because 80-20 is, I mean, 80, yeah, no.
I need all the money because I'm going to get you there. I'm going to answer all number one questions, and you have to do, like, the bare minimum.
No. Okay. No.
Okay.
Fidget.
Cool. But I watched, like, fifth grade Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids was way smarter than me.
Oh, yeah, them motherfuckers. Dude, you seen the 6-year old that made the goddamn beat with the toothbrush?
6-year old?
Yeah, oh, yeah, the one on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I can't think of his name, but you'll put it up there.
Bam!
He's awesome. Pharrell's asking him, what are you working on next?
6 years old.
He's a millennial kid.
This dude is listening. He's like, oh, I need to bring that up a bit.
He asked his dad, how do you spell ooh? Or something like that. Like,
this dude took a toothbrush, banging it together.
He's dope.
All this shit.
He came out dope.
And then flowed a song about brushing his teeth through the beat he made with the toothbrush.
Yeah, these
millennials. At 6 years old. What is your kid doing right now at 6 years old?
Right. Pretty much.
My son played soccer. That's what he did. At least he took that to a... He got a scholarship, thank God. But, you know, this dude's about to be a goddamn worldwide producer. Or something.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know what I'm saying, man? You never know what the fuck, man. Life is crazy, dude, about when you think how kids grow up, their influences, the things around, they grow up around. But, you know, when you try, like with my son, I try to influence football because I love football. I was never the size, you know what I mean? And I never thought he was going to be, like, a size, but I tried to get that interest in him, you know, because I loved it so much.
Right.
And I tried to push it on him, but it's a physical fucking game. And as a kid, I played in the yard, in the street, tag, whatever the case, and you fell and shit like that. But I didn't play like organized until high school,
right?
Until ninth grade. You know right. what I'm saying? And I'm trying to put him in there at like 7, 8, 9. You know what I mean? He wasn't really ready for all that, you
right.
know. That, you know, he's like, nah, Dad, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And at least he told me. You know what I'm saying? And I was okay, well, whatever. You want to play, you know, and he got his buddies played soccer. So he was into soccer. And guess what? I was the biggest fucking soccer fan you'd ever seen in your life.
Yeah.
Don't know any of the rules. Not a one.
That's how it goes, man. That's how it
Not
goes.
Not a one, yo. But I was one of the loudest dudes on the sideline.
That's how you're supposed to be.
Yeah, man. I support, dude. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, you hope for the best. And they get to a certain age, and, you know, we're grown. You know, yeah. He's getting to my age at when I made a life-changing decision. And it's like, you're so young, 24, 25, 20. You know, in those 20s, you think your life's like, oh, my God. But it is.
But you know what I want to say?
It is, but it's not.
I hear you. But what I want to say is, like, shout out to Cleveland and this area, Northeast Ohio comedy scene. We're on the rise.
For sure.
It is so much talent.
Oh. What?
So much talent.
I think we're part of that.
I feel honored to be next to Justin Fuller. Mm. To work with the people that's been on my show. I feel honored.
Oh, for sure.
Shout out to everybody that performed on my show at Grown Ups.
Mm-hmm.
I personally picked those individuals.
Right. Oh, yeah. You're making calls, man.
Justin rocked out several times. I mean, I'm not... This is what I'm saying. Like, when I do my episode of Cribs or anything that's like it for that time... I'm going to show off the T-shirts, the signed autographed T-shirts of comics.
Right.
In this area.
Right.
Justin Fuller. D-Hawk.
Right.
Rich Green.
Right.
Key Silly.
Mm. You know, hey,
Chad.
Real quick. You know Key Silly and me have the same birthday?
You guys share a birthday?
April 25th, yo.
Wow.
She don't know yet, but wow.
That's amazing.
Key Silly on it.
Key Silly, Spike Lou, Fred.
Right. I love Fred.
Fred. who else? Jinjin. Ebony Timberlake. Ebony Gordon, a.k.a. I Holla. Tank with a C. These are all like big names that perform. Will Hopkins. I need their merch. Timbuktu. Shout out to Timbuktu.
Shout out to Timbuktu. Doing the
thing. You know, Jinjin. Jinjin.
I know her.
These are comedians. CeCe Bullock.
Yep. Ulysse.
Ulysse Dickerson.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to everybody.
Gene Miller.
Gene Mother Effin' Miller.
Yeah, he came in the clutch.
Rob Coleman. You know, like, shout out to everybody. And if I'm missing anybody, please forgive me.
Right.
But, you know, that's not a slight against you.
No, I'm smashed. And luckily, I'm remembering some because you already know. I remember he shot in this piece.
You know, the women that came up and showed out.
Yeah.
No,
man, like I said, every show should have went for $25 a piece ticket, if not plus. Everybody on there.
Jarrell Beeman. Jarrell Beeman.
You know what I'm saying?
I need.
Doing the damn thing, man. Look, we talked about it plenty, but that goes to show about your superpower. You keep in contact with people and you show good light.
Anthony Mayo.
Aunt Morrow. Oh, yeah.
Marcus Martin. Shout out to Marcus Martin.
Tyrone Gaines.
Are you kidding me?
Gaines is on the motherfucking
My goodness.
All these motherfuckers in the clip. And look, we've yeah, they had
everybody I named are monsters. On a comedy scene. Monsters. Chevy Terrell.
Chevy.
Man.
Everybody. Lil Daddy.
Shout out to Lil Daddy. Are you kidding me?
John King.
John King, a legend.
Right? You know, Dope Room.
Thank you.
That went through that place. That's kind of... You could take a picture of that motherfucker and just say, you're like the funny stop. You know who can't do this, motherfucker?
I could beat Pete.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said.
I mean, shout out to everybody that showed up, because shout out to y'all for doing the damn thing. Shout out for you for being you. Y'all legends in your own, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody so that came through it, like I said, I felt like that. I'm Saturday Night Live
shit.
Because...
Stunned up.
James Dobra?
Yeah!
James Dobra. The kid that, I can't think of his name, that came through with Jarrell Beeman.
Oh, Mark Perkins. Bam!
Up and coming. You know?
How crazy is that? I remember certain things and not, you know, right off the rip.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mark Perkins.
You did your thing too, man.
No, that dude, like I said, man.
Did I miss anybody?
Probably. I'm trying. I'm sure. You know, my memory is like, I'm trying to hit the Rolodex of all the shows, but I think we hit a lot of everybody because we had some repeats and, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, no, everybody was dope. Everybody. You know, no slight if, you know.
If I forgot you, please forgive me.
I was there every one of them, so I apologize if I forget you, but. You know me, everybody. You know me. I was out in the back smoking, all got dipping in and out. You know.
Hey, shout out to D-Hawk.
Shout out to D-Hawk.
Yeah, without D-Hawk, none of this would have been possible. He taught me my fundamentals of a show.
Right.
What's required of a show, and I'll give those ingredients. You need a performer, a place to perform, lights, sound, and an audience. Without those five, you have no show.
We've come to the conclusion, you need to see the person and hear the person.
See the person
and hear. When you boil it down, you need to see the person and hear the person.
Yeah.
Right?
Those are without one of those five ingredients, you need a place to perform, a performer, sound, lighting,
audience. According to you, a place is anywhere.
Yeah.
You need to see them and hear them. Those are facts.
I really think that, you know, like,
audience is obviously a key, but like according to you, you can stand on a corner and eventually you get somebody that stands around like, what the fuck is this you talking about? If you talk long enough, somebody will fucking stand by you. There's
look, everywhere. This is the thing. And I'm gonna say it again, I'll probably say it on the next few episodes. There was a guy at my venue. I was there early. He was saying Justin Fuller's jokes. My mom was like, he need to shut up over there telling Justin's jokes. This is a true story.
That's dope.
True story.
That's dope.
You know, somebody that's not a comedian.
Not a comedian.
Trying to get attention or love from the females or whatever, quoting this dude's jokes. That's real shit.
At the place I performed them.
That's real shit.
That's cool.
That's real shit.
That's awesome.
And you got shit on the internet.
Yeah.
Who's to say there's not somebody else somewhere in the world?
Dude, that's the one thing I'm glad of. Because certain things I have, my Amber Alert shit, I love that shit. And I kind of want to put it out there so nobody can steal it. Because it's,
I mean, if somebody steal it, they'll know it came from you.
But that's such a great, no, around here. And no. If I put it out there, maybe then eventually everyone will know. But that's, I think that's such a great bit.
But
I love that bit.
You know, it's a lot of great bits you got, a lot of great bits I have.
Right.
But the more comfortable we get with our comedy.
That's what it is. The better it looks.
The better it looks and the better it'll be.
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know that I do voices.
No. You haven't broke out of the shell at all. At all. Because you gotta think of something too. And that's the beautiful thing about it. You know what I'm saying? Because we were talking about like earlier as far as like, I need something that I want to talk about. Like lately I've been itching on what I, like the 80s and what I want to talk about. I've been itching about what, and it's funny because I love doing what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden this other urge to me wanting to talk about this other shit is starting to itch. So it's kind of brewing, but it's, you know, I've been talking about it since fucking like years ago. Remember when I was sweeping?
Yeah.
And I was talking about little stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but now I'm kind of like itching the more to want to talk about it on stage. So I it's
mean,
like.
I get it. Cause the more I'm on stage, the more I release that I can do voices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we are, you and I are already hated on. People be hating on us.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Could you imagine the hate I got when they was like, oh shit, Cool C do voices too? Yeah. A lot of that.
You're pretty good.
Thank you.
You're pretty good. I'm terrible at shit like that.
Cool C do voices too?
I can't even act like the white guy. You know, silly guy.
Cool C do voices too? Yeah, a lot of that.
No, that's cool. That's another trick in the bag that you ain't fucking using.
It's coming.
Well, you got crafted.
Yeah.
It's all about that. It's funny, coming. I was watching shout out to Joe Byers, Hot Breath.
Hot Breath.
And Yoshi.
Yoshi, shout out to you.
They were, they had a guest on, I wish I knew the name, but they were talking about going on, it was a promoter. God, I wish I knew because I think it's the one I sent you about the Atlanta one. The Laughing Skull or some shit. I forget. I sent you a link.
I got a lot of links for
you. I know, but I was sending you out. There's Atlanta Comedy Festival. Either way, they had the promoter or somebody on there, and they were talking about like somebody, people going up, even on open mics, going up there with notes. Like,
no,
Joe Byers, like, he was like, no, come prepared. Yoshi was like, if it's an open mic. But the dude was saying, if you're submitting something, even if it's from an open mic, don't have your notes. If you go up there, like, we can go up there on an open mic, we can kill it like it's a show, and we don't look at notes.
Never had notes, never, no phones,
we're
never
saying, what's next? What do I talk about next?
Never.
Joe Byers was like, nah, fuck all that shit. Well, he didn't say that. You know, Joel, he don't swear.
I ain't ever swear.
He's never said that. He was saying, no, I can't have that. Come prepared. It's a show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But So yeah, man, we go there, we do that, you know. I mean, it's, and I'm looking forward to building some new stuff, but I gotta try and contain it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because we have feature time,
mm-hmm.
25-30 minutes.
Yeah,
we have that.
Yeah, sure.
But now we have to mold it into a performance. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. But here, I just want to share something that I did. When I did A Voice, I looked at the room. I saw who I had in there. I did The Voice. And I just want to share my perspective. I was up there, and you normally look at people's faces and, you know.
You get to get to see them, though. You know what I'm
they,
saying?
They look in it. Yeah, you know.
Those times when you actually look at them. Because sometimes I just look in the void.
No, I looked at them, and I saw the faces in the crowd. You know, they're looking at you. They're smiling. They're waiting on what you're going to say next.
Right.
But when I did A Voice, and I'm going to say what I did. I did Edith Bunker.
Oh, yeah.
They smiled, and that smile went from, what the fuck, real quick. I wish you could have seen, like, the table here and them. Like, when I did the Edith Bunker voice, they looked at me like, what the fuck?
What's coming out of his fucking body? Is that what it was?
That was hilarious.
Do it for the kind people.
No. Maybe one day.
Come on, man. A performer performs on fucking cue.
I can, but I can't.
This mother sucker, yo.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You see how he plays good cop? He ain't letting loose. That's why he don't do voices like that on stage, because he ain't letting loose yet.
I just pooed it.
But I don't smell it because of my marijuana.
When you see me do this, that means I'm pooting, and I'm blowing it that way.
Is that what that means?
No. But I just did it, though. I mean,
yeah, because every episode, if you do that shit, people are going to think you're farting this whole goddamn time. You don't want that shit.
Everybody farts, even Beyonce.
Oh, I know, and she got ugly feet, I heard. No, her breast stink. That's what it was.
Somebody said
her breast stink. But people say
I heard that Britney Spears stank, period.
Really?
They said
she looked like she sweat and stank.
They said her feet stank. Like, she took her feet off at the her shoes off at the plane, and she was stinking up
her
plane.
Vagina didn't look very good in the fucking photo. Remember that?
I never saw Britney Spears' vagina.
When she was getting out of the vehicle and they snap a photo.
Oh,
that shit was on the internet. I don't want to say it.
You think it smelled like sardines?
No, I ain't just going to say it, because for one, it was sweaty. You already know.
You talk about Fergie or
No, I'm Britney talking Spears. About Britney Spears.
Yeah, because Fergie was sweating on stage.
Plus, I heard she pissed her pants.
She pee-pee?
Yeah, during the concert, she couldn't go off stage, so she just pissed herself.
You sure it wasn't sweat?
No, she said she pissed herself.
Mm.
Dedication! Shout out to Stacey Ferguson, my first love.
Fergie?
Remember I told you I said fan mail to Keith Incorporated.
Yeah, I never sent fan mail to anybody.
That was the first one and only.
I feel you.
Nah, after
and
that,
she responded, like, right?
Well, not her. The fan club with a signed photo. I don't know if it was her.
It probably was.
No, it was a fucking... It was somebody in the public... She had signed a bunch of photos. They mailed it to everybody. It's fan mail shit.
My very first crush on TV.
I think we talked about this.
I think it was Jenny from All My Children.
No, we didn't talk about yours. Jenny from All My Children. I remember All My Children because I had to record it for my sister.
That was
General Hospital.
Jenny from All My Children, or maybe before that, like I said, I forget her name from Buck Rogers and Bonnie from Knight Rider.
And Nell. Nell from Good Times.
Nell Carter. She had her own show. Definitely Thelma from Good Times. Are you kidding me? Thelma was hot. Thelma. Did I like Joni? I don't know if I like Joni from Happy Days.
It was funny. I was watching that Comics on Life. Shout out to Stephon Braxton again. He had an episode I think it was Jen Jones on the episode. May not have been, but he had brought up a question where it was like...
Shout out to Stefan Braxton.
Yeah. He brought, I think it was a question like, who was your first, like, who would you be celebrity, like, if you could have a celebrity hookup, who would you cheat on or have a celebrity hookup with? And I was thinking, I'm like, man, there's so many different. Because there's so, you know,
that's first, easy for me.
It's not for me because instantly I would say Jennifer Lopez because that was one I've always thought about. But the more I think about it, there's so many different. Like Selma Hayek is so.
Well.
Shakira. So.
Selma Hayek.
And then I think of porn stars. Selma Hayek. They're celebrities in their own right. You know what
Selma
I'm saying?
Selma Hayek, Gwen Stefani.
It'd be tough,
like,
man.
Right now?
Yeah.
Like, right now?
See, I can't. I'm married.
Like, I know, but right now, per Stephanie.
Who?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to Google her.
Yeah, please do. Per Stephanie.
Per Stephanie? Per Stephanie what?
Just per Stephanie. There's only one per Stephanie.
Bam! Whatever Google comes up with, people.
Per Stephanie. That's it. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
Right now?
Per Stephanie.
Per Stephanie.
I used to think Christina Milian.
She was hot.
She was hot. She still is hot.
Of course.
But, the, you know, I mean, the more time goes on, I'm like, that bitch is crazy a little bit. Like, I wouldn't want to deal with these people afterwards is what the question, you know what I mean? Is like, can you just smash and bounce? You got to deal with them afterwards. Because the fact that Jennifer Lopez is still with Ben Affleck, it boggles my goddamn mind. Or went back to him. Kudos to Ben Affleck. Shout out to him, dog, for doing the damn thing. But the fact that she went back to him, of all people, is a different story. I'm not hating, but I'm giving props at the same time. I don't know if it's I'm hating or I'm giving props. Because he's not... Okay. I mean, that's fucking...
That's for Stephanie.
Bro. That's for Stephanie. Maybe you send me a screenshot and image, and I'll put it up because you pulled it up real quick. That dude's got dreads. No, you seen me the picture. I mean, damn. I wonder if her booty sank.
I came to the conclusion: it doesn't matter what you weigh, how thick you are, how thin you are. If you don't wash. You're going to stink.
You're going to stink, but you got to clean your butthole, people. That's the key, is a clean butthole. Because people, I guarantee, I think about it, toilet paper just does not do... I haven't wiped with toilet paper unless it's a goddamn emergency and I felt like a fucking child.
Dude wipes. Invest in dude wipes.
No.
It'll save a marriage, any relationship. Trust me.
Huggies. Just go and get Huggies. I know I'm a promoter, but they sell them in 130, 76 packs, 3 packs, a lot cheaper than dude wipes. I know dude wipes are big and they're Huggies. They got you covered. They're racist, though. They're racist as shit. Tell me why the black baby's on cocoa butter. Tell me why they're on cocoa butter.
What are they called?
What? Huggies?
No, no.
Baby wipes?
No. Adult. What are they called?
Dude wipes?
No. The adult Pampers.
Depends?
The ones I'm in.
Bam!
Look.
I got a lot of editing. Fuck, damn it.
Look. Hold on, look. I'm officially the spokesperson.
No, he's not. Don't want to lie to you. He's not.
I'm officially an unofficial. The spokesperson of Depends.
No, he's not.
Okay, maybe not.
I might have this up the whole time. I may have taken it down by now, but no, he's not. But that's what we do. Yeah. We have fun. You know what I'm saying?
And I sent you a bunch of pictures. You ain't jump on it. You know what the...
You know I'm a lazy mother sucker, dog.
You understand the assignment.
I'm a lazy dog.
When I send you shit, you know what to do.
I'm lazy.
I send you a lot of shit.
I know. I'm working on the next... See, I'm sorry because this episode will probably be out before the flyer's out for the next showcase. But the next showcase, I'm going to try and have the Captain Crunch hat. He comes with me so much requests. But people, I be tired. I got so much shit.
This guy, he gets it in. He's working. He's doing shirts. He's doing cards.
I try and go to the gym.
He goes to the gym. He feeds dogs.
Oh, my God. That takes all my time, feeding dogs.
He's on TV shows. This dude.
Oh, my Lord.
He does his stand-up. He's on shows. He does a lot of stuff.
So. I'm working. Plus, I'm just trying to survive.
Justin MF and Fuller right here.
And Cordell motherfucking Cool C rest pressing this bitch, y'all. You don't even know.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right! I'm saying, people, please, share everything. I mean, we out here doing the damn thing. We're bringing to you, you know, life experiences, some comedy knowledge.
Stuff like this. You see this shirt? Justin Fuller does stuff like
that.
That
is pretty dope.
It's dope.
That's a Cricut machine, people, and some time and effort. Come on, man. Put your artistic skills together. It's all about self-promotion.
You know, if anybody want a shirt, a Cordell Respress shirt or a Justin Fuller shirt, Midnight Paco shirt.
Or some cars with a scan code. You know, with a scan code.
We got the merch.
I mean, if you want to support, the biggest support is to hit the like and the subscribe. That's the biggest. If you hit the like and the subscribe.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.